Okay. For the tape, then, can you tell me your full name?
Barbara Jean.
Okay. Your married name?
Yes.
Okay. What's your maiden name? Green. Okay. And the address here is
Tom Robb.
Okay. And you were born in
San Antonio.
Okay. And this is what county?
Bear.
Okay. And you are how old?
41.
Okay. and your occupation is?
Teacher.
Okay. And what did you tell me you taught?
Special education.
Okay, and what grade?
I have grades 3 through 6.
Okay. In the special education, do you work with youngsters who have a learning problem or?
Yes, they are either labeled EMI or EMR rather, or MBI.
What's that?
Minimal brain injury or emotionally retarded. Pardon me.
Which one's harder to work with?
The MBI.
Why is that?
Because it's hard it's hard to get to what really causes the learning problem, you know, and they don't manifest sometimes enough, you know, for you to see really what the problem is, you know. An emotional child is easier to detect. You know, what areas, what things are really bothering them.
How to
get to them, you know. You just really can't say that in all cases, you know, something is true.
Yeah.
Regardless of the label. And most of the hyperactive, you know, more that the emotional ones are more hyper than the MBIs, high pole more than, you know, supposed to happen.
Uh-huh.
But mainly with the kids I work with, it's more of an emotional, you know, social problem than anything else.
Yeah.
And working with the Spanish, you know, they have a language disadvantage.
Yeah, that's hard.
Uh-huh. And I work like in a disadvantaged area, you know, they call it Title I area.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's really a social thing that you're faced with more than that.
Yeah.
Which just compiles with all the learning problems they may have.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. Do you speak any Spanish?
I speak very little. I've had Spanish courses and I can understand if I'm paying attention. I can understand enough to communicate with the, you know, with the kids and some of the parents who cannot speak English at all, you know. I can understand enough to know what they're talking about, or get somebody else to, you know, understand and follow me.
Uh-huh.
To make them understand what I'm saying if I can't answer them back.
Yeah, yeah.
So, usually that's what you find around this area.
Yeah.
In San Antonio, anyway. So.
I have a friend who does that kind of work, and she has a child who's, well, I'm not sure what his problem is, but he's hyperactive and he has to wear a football helmet because he beats his head against the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, well, I haven't so far had any problems that severe. I don't really have